Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. I am grateful that our Heavenly Father is so much bigger than we could ever begin to think or imagine. Isn't it amazing how He works and creates? He gives good seed to faithful sowers so that we can produce a great harvest for His kingdom. But in doing good, let us not grow weary, fearful, or lose heart. Let us persevere in seeking His kingdom and righteousness above all things. Let us lean in, trusting we will see things as God sees them. And let us be still and know that God is greater than any of our circumstances. His ways are higher than our thoughts, and the plans He has for us are all good. Our scripture for today is from Isaiah 55 verses 8 to 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So let us be determined this week to believe the harvest will come. Our minds are our biggest battlefield. Countless times each day, we are faced with a multitude of choices. And each choice we make is a seed that we sow. We can choose to sow a good seed with eternal reward, or a bad seed which can hold us back in our kingdom work here on earth. Let us invite God to examine our hearts and to uproot what is not of Him. And let us seek God in all we do. God is generous in all that He does, and He can take our little and multiply it far beyond our understanding. How comforting it is to know that it is God who does the adding and providing if we seek Him first. Let us pray, listen, and then give from what we have in our hands right now. May we persevere as we serve and honor our Lord and Savior. And let us know that God's view is higher than ours. We often get stuck focusing on life here on earth, but our Heavenly Father wants us to look beyond that and to realize that eternity is ahead of us. Let us surrender our perspectives so that we may see the way God sees. Let us ask God to open our eyes to see and understand the incredible greatness of His power for us who believe in Him. And let us understand that our Lord pours Himself out for us. We already have all that we need for every season of life. If we look back over our lives at our faith journey with its moments of breakthrough, we can now clearly see how God provided, guided, protected, and cared for us. We need to daily surrender what is holding us back or weighing us down to obediently follow the plans our Lord has for us. Let us take heart and be still, knowing that we can trust Him even when we can't see clearly. We serve a big God, for whom nothing is impossible. He will never leave nor forsake us. Nothing will ever separate us from His unfailing love. He is our one true constant. We can count on Him. We can stand on His promises, knowing that His love and grace covers our fears and sin. His light illuminates all darkness and gives us strength to persevere. He will provide for us. He will protect us and sustain us. We do not have to fear. His love, goodness, and faithfulness are unending and unfailing. So let us pray bold prayers as we trust in our good and faithful Heavenly Father, the King of our hearts. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Our Heavenly Loving Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that You root out any seeds that are sown within us that are not from You. Help us to bear only good fruit, Father. We ask that You help us, that You lead us so that we walk the narrow path, that we every day in everything that we do, that we bear good fruit in abundance, Father, that this fertile soil that we are, that we can grow good fruit, and that we produce in abundance what You want us to produce. produce the fruits of the Spirit. And Father, that in everything in us, in our every being, everything that we are, that we do, that we lift you up, Lord, that we lift other people around us up, Lord, we ask that in every moment of our lives that you just bless us, but that we in turn are also a blessing to others, that the fruit that we bear is an example to others, and that it will also feed others and draw others close to you.
Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God, that your ways are not our ways. Thank you, God, that your thoughts are higher, more stunning, more glorious, better than our thoughts. Thank you that every situation seen through your eyes is just so much better than the way we see it. Thank you that you have a purpose that is higher, a way that is more glorious, an end which is stunning. When we are caught in something that humanly seems so small and so negative, thank you, God, that your ways are not our ways, that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Help us to remember this. Help us to hang on to this in difficult times, especially.
Lord, I just thank you for the wonderful, wonderful Abba Father that you are. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and not just that, but our Daddy. And I'm so grateful to you that you do have every minute of our day in the palm of your hands, and that we can trust you and we can believe your word, that you do indeed have a greater plan than we can even imagine. Lord, I ask that you bless each and every one, and Lord, help us to keep our focus on you and to get rid of anything that stands in the way of us following the path that you have for us, so that we can be lights that shine your Jesus through us and bring people to see you more clearly.
Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your promises. I thank you that your love is so real and so near in us because your Holy Spirit is in us, that all our fears can be eliminated by your love, Lord. I ask you to make this promise real in our hearts that we might not fear. Thank you because you know us, you know what our needs, our fears, but you are so merciful that you, through your Holy Spirit and your love, help us live a life without fear.
Father, thank you for this time that we can come before you. Lord, you are faithful and true. Father, thank you for your amazing provision and endless provision and amazing grace we receive every day. Will you open up our hearts, Father, and make us generous in this time, that we will not be fearful of the future. Father, may we run this race with eagerness, and may we endure, not giving up in our time here on earth. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.